it's sort of an overarching theme that colors everything. And that's why it's the first thing I'm talking about in this program. In many ways, it is the driving force in regards to how human beings perceive themselves, other people, and the world around them. This one facet of the human psyche has been the driving force behind most major wars, political revolutions, fights, murders, suicide, as well as romance, marriage, love, acts of incredible heroism and selflessness, pacifism, hunger strikes, street gangs, charities, professional sports, and religious faith. And for the sake of this program, the buying decisions most people ultimately make and who they choose to work with. To embrace this is to embrace a fundamental aspect of human nature, and that is what I call the us-them paradigm. The us-them paradigm. And this is actually a concept that's heavily rooted in various marketing or advertising campaigns you'll see. It's usually not shared with the general public because, quite frankly, it's something that most professional marketers or advertisers don't want you to know about while they're directing your decisions and taking your money. But to know it and understand it can be so useful. And it's one of the things that separates my approach from so many other people out there. The crux of the us-them paradigm is this. Whatever disposition any one individual may have, one core aspect of human nature is that people are always looking to categorize either themselves, situations, or other people. Let me repeat. People are always looking to categorize either themselves, situations, or other people. We see things according to categories, tribes, genres, niches, countries, religions, ethnicities, flavors, societies, industries, and cultures. Many people believe this is a survival mechanism we developed many years ago when we grouped together in clans or tribes to protect ourselves. And very often, if not always, one of the core drivers that will determine who people trust and who they'll listen to, who they believe or who they disregard, and what has them take action or not, will be how they categorize themselves and how they categorize you. So let me start with the second first. How people categorize other people, or in this example, you. To be specific, let me phrase this in the form of a question. Do you think the prospects you're dealing with always trust everyone they meet wholeheartedly without any reservations, especially someone who wants some of their money? Do you think they have any judgments or preconceived notions or stereotypes about those salespeople or professional marketers? Is everyone an optimist? Does everyone you meet have not a concern in their mind about getting burned or making the wrong decision? Of course not. They have fears, doubts, concerns, skepticism, hesitation. Right now, you may be thinking, well, thanks for starting this out on an inspirational note, Samurai. But I'm just giving it to you straight. And I'll even go a step further. I'll say that as a rule, and especially when it comes to their money, most people are pessimists. The general public tends to be glass half empty kind of people for the most part. That's what makes them the general public. Some prospects will make your life easy regarding this and just flat out tell you, all of you blank are just interested in blank. All of you real estate agents are just interested in the commission you'll get from selling me a home. All you car salesmen are the same. Once the car's off the lot, you don't care about me or anything that happens. All you finance guys just want my money and then it's on to the next target. Whatever the particulars may be. Some people may let you know, but a bit more subtly. But you can pick up on it by listening closely. And other people may not actually say anything, but you can sense it in their tone of voice or their body language, the look on their face, certain nods or glances they give other people in the room. But it's so often there. Your prospect may very well have some negative judgments or predispositions about people who do what you do, or about salespeople in general. Something we're going to talk about in more detail in the track on beliefs. But that is a serious part of the us-them paradigm. And do you think those beliefs are coloring their opinions about you and what you're offering? Of course. But now, some of the good news. At the same time, and I'm going to speak in generalities here, most people usually don't believe that everyone in a particular category is bad or evil as a rule. For example, most conservative Americans who have negative judgments of people in the Middle East or say, they're all just a bunch of terrorists or something like that, you know, real high-level thinkers, if you actually spoke with them in detail and got into their beliefs, would probably admit at a certain point that, well, okay, maybe not every single one of them. I'm sure there's a few good people in that country or in that religion, but for the most part, they're all bad, or whatever the case. And that's an extreme example. But most people, even those who have a prejudice or bias towards a certain group, believe they can probably find a few good eggs in any basket if you look closely enough. Does that make sense? So as I said, many people have those kinds of beliefs towards people who are in some form of professional sales or marketing, or perhaps towards people who are in your industry in particular. For better or worse, it's often a fact of life. So here's the good news. The great thing about that is that when you can take that mindset, that belief, the viewpoint that most people in a given category are bad, but you could probably find a few good apples in the pile if you look hard enough, and you can use that to your advantage, it can be so powerful. You can distinguish yourself from your competition at a very high level and both create and maintain amazing long-term client relationships for years, if not a lifetime. When you can take a potentially negative dynamic, flip it on its head, and use it to your advantage, it can give you real leverage. So how to be a samurai about this and use it to your advantage? It's simple. Instead of simply coming in as a cheerleader and talking about how great you or your company or your product or service are, or trying to force feed your prospect to be positive and excited about what you do or what you're presenting, first acknowledge what is so, if that is in fact the case. As one of my mentors likes to say, as is it. Treat the situation as it really is. Embrace that your prospect may have some negative judgments or stereotypes towards people in your industry or what we refer to as them. Those bad people, that evil majority that you just can't trust, that just want to screw you, who are just out to make a quick buck or say whatever they have to say or whatever the belief may be, and use it as a way to distance or separate yourself from that group. So you can then become a member of the us, or what we call the noble minority. Those few great, awesome people in your industry that he'd actually want to deal with. Take that them, you put it into a box, and then you begin to push that box away from you. So when you're as-ising it, whether in the qualifying, fact-finding stage in the sales cycle, but really whenever, you can ask the question, well, I'm curious, when it comes to people in my industry or people who do what I do, are there any concerns you have? Are there any negative perceptions you might have? And if you think they're hesitating to answer or don't want to be rude, you can say, and please, don't worry about offending me. I'm a big boy. I'm a big girl. But I'm curious. Look to find that out. This may be a bit counterintuitive to what you've learned before, but it can often make the critical difference and create your competitive edge. So to the extent that this is an issue, how do you handle it? How do you speak to it?